The rug was pulled out from underneath her. She didn't feel confident. She didn't know if she could make it. Yet she rose like the phoenix, leading herself and her family to a new beginning. And you can too. Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss, knows what women want to be free, to speak their voice, live in financial freedom, and build businesses that radiate wealth, leaving legacies we can be proud of. Join Cornelia, Dana, and Diane the first and fourth Friday every month as they raise the roof to inspire confidence in all women.
Are you in? Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie and Diane Solano Show. Welcome, my beautiful co-host, Diane Solano.
Pleasure to be here. Super excited, Cornelia. As always, I can't believe how quick and how long it's been since we've done our last show. I feel like it's been a million years, and at the same time, it hasn't been. So I guess that's what happens when you're, you know, doing your thing.
When you're an energy entrepreneur is what we're going to be talking about today. I just want to tell the audience, you know, you're the one that creates the content for the show. And so I want to tell everybody the amazing show that we have lined up today and what they're going to be able to use to support them so that they can build a thriving business, being a thriving entrepreneur and influence the world in a way that is actually in alignment with the frequency of where we're going, right? Because that's 100%. What the content, that's the content that you created. So I just want to let everybody know, we're going to be talking about the energy entrepreneur. So the world is evolving, and so are the ways that we're leading as entrepreneurs. Your vibration, intention, and frequency has a direct effect on the outcome in your business and in your life. That's so true. And it really affects the choices that you make. It starts with choice. Today, Diane and I are going to discuss the new entrepreneurial evolution that is creating successful outcomes for many around the world today. And that's what we're going to talk about. I'm excited that you brought this topic to the show because it's time for us. It's time for us to really expand into that energy entrepreneur, but I want you to tell us what the energy entrepreneur is. You and I are both models of the energy entrepreneur, which is awesome, right? But before we do that, I want to tell everybody a little bit more background about you in case they don't know how absolutely amazing, awesome that you are. So Let me tell the people exactly what you do in the world. Within the past 4 years, Diane has expanded her business into wealth creation by becoming a diamond distributing partner for Organo Worldwide. She was motivated and is motivated by being a single mom. Diane has built and led an international organization in less than 5 years with a sales volume of over 2 million. Diane's passion is developing entrepreneurship among individuals worldwide in order to create financial time, geographic freedom. This is so important as an energy entrepreneur. And when Diane first joined us here on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss, when she told me that she was an orthomolecular nutritionist, I couldn't even say the word. And so since that time, I've gotten better at it. Wouldn't you say, Diane?
Oh, you're amazing now. It just rolls off your tongue. And again, no stress for people that can't announce it. It's just a geeky word for science-based and driven nutrition. And I did that for 20 years in my previous world, my phase one stepping stone of entrepreneurship, right? Is step number one is I've always lived and followed passion. And I think passion is definitely the key ingredient in whatever venture it is you choose to partake in and to be an extension of.
So in the last couple of months, let's tell everyone where you were.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Because we're talking about geographical freedom, babe, and you're living it. You know, you're being the model. And we have to show everybody. It's like, you know, we're the walk your talk kind of people. because it's not just that we're just saying these things and we're actually living it. And so that, you know, we're showing up to who we say that we are. And it's real. It's real and it's fun and it's awesome. So for those people out there that are entrepreneurs or that are thinking about becoming entrepreneurs, say yes to that desire that's inside of you that wants to come out to live and be independent, free to choose to live your life the way that you want to live it. So tell us where you were the last couple months.
Well, you know, it's funny because you and I have been trying to connect and somehow, you know, between emails and technology, we've managed to always touch base. But again, we're consistently in our field doing the work that we love, myself included. I know, Cornelia, you and I completely parallel there. And yes, we are walking our talk. That is the absolute truth. And past couple of months, I've been to Bali. I've been to Hong Kong. I just landed from Mexico 2 days ago, launching a beautiful team and growing the business internationally, inspiring other women and other individuals and anybody really who has a dream to be able to now take it to the next level. And it's such a joy and a pleasure to be able to operate business now because of the new technology. And really the gig economy is allowing this freedom for all of us around the world. So, you know, we're breaking the bonds of what old jobs and old mentality of what it was to be an entrepreneur or even just to be an employee. We have so many more options now, and it's all due to this little thing here, you know, the phone now. I mean, as long as I've got a phone, I can operate from anywhere around the world, including this call today. If I wanted to do it, you know, from my phone, I easily could do that. So this is what allowed, you know, this delicious time to be a woman, especially in this world, and to have so many options. You know, many of us on the call may not even be aware of the options that we have, but the fact that we're having this discussion is unveiling all this possibility that absolutely anybody can achieve and can go after. And that's what we're realizing now, is that we have so much power within, more than we ever knew. And the goal of the call today is to kind of start igniting and planting seeds of, you know, whoever's on the call to listen and say, hey, where can I take my life to the next level? Whether you're starting venture, whether you're kind of playing with a little side hustle, whether you're deep into a big corporation, the principle of lies right across the board. We are energy beings. And that is not new. It's been known now in science that we are completely vibration, and everything that we think and everything that we feel creates a reality. And that is no difference in business. Quite the opposite. It actually definitely applies now when you want to seek an entrepreneurial venture of any size. And like I said, you know, because we're in this gig economy, there are so many people now having so many more choices. And, you know, whether it's something simple like Uber, I mean, Uber's changed the world so drastically because of technology. Think yeah. about it, you know, where we can yeah. find a ride now from the comfort of our phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. yeah. Or places like Airbnb, you know, people now can rent out rooms and spaces and create a little side hustle, extra income, if that's what they want, because of the gig economy. And it's no coincidence that, you know, us as human beings, we've vibrated and evolved into our own, you know, a capacity of our imagination. And what I always tell a lot of, you know, the teams that we develop is your biggest tool in your life, especially in your business, will also be your imagination. Because if yeah. you can imagine it, if you can picture it, you can definitely find a way to create it or attract a way to recreate it, which is what the fundamental is about.
Yeah. And I mean, initially, that's what got you really going into the direction when you first initially made the choices, that you were so driven to change your life and to make a better way for yourself, that you were coachable, you were willing, you were open, and you were like, I want to do this. But you had your core value of, hey, I don't want to chase the old. And so you put yourself into a team with a mentor, with a team of people that supported you, that you were in alignment with. But we're talking about, you know, the geographical location and being free to, you know, travel the world and do what it is that you do and still be able to influence people worldwide. And so I just want to show the audience right now where I am. I showed you, Diane.
That's right.
So I'm going to show a little bit, you know, where I am, just to give you a little bit of the, I just arrived yesterday, and being here in Maui, there's the ocean, being here in Maui and, you know, traveling and doing what it is that we're doing with technology, because we're able to, you know, continue our work this way. And that is to influence and to share our passion for what it is that we believe in. And that's really, really, really important, right?
100%. And that's what I love about our call today, Cornelia, is that you're not just playing a host on a radio show that's like, let me ask the right kind of question. You are living this reality. And I know you and I have had private conversations around this. You know, what are we vibrating? Our frequency is real. And that's what the energy entrepreneur is all about. And I termed it that because in my business, I started to have tremendous successful results very quickly without having a ton of experience. Now, you know, there is a learning curve in any industry that you start. I was hungry and I was coachable. I mean, fundamentals are there. But like you said, it all started in a space of contrast. And sometimes contrast has the best gifts for us. I always say this all the time. Sometimes our best gifts come in the ugliest wrapping paper. And for me, it was the wake up call of waking up as a single parent, waking up to the fantasy that wasn't real for me. It never turned out to be a Cinderella story, you know, a relationship that didn't really go the way I wanted it to go. And it provided a space of me looking in the mirror saying, what is it that I'm attracting, number one? And what is it that I want to change? And how do I want to show up in the world? And what is it that my heart and what is it my soul really, really wants? And I think that's it. We got to ask those deep questions. And when you get clarity around what you want or what you don't want, that's when you start planting seeds of just calling something else in. And it all started with really one of my first mentors in the space of energy and frequency, which was Dr. Joe Dispenza. You know, rewind 5-6 years ago, I went to his workshops, I met him. Long story short, he basically sat me down and just really gave it to me good and said, Diane, you've created your reality, whether you like it or you don't, whether you know it or you don't. You are creating it with every thought and every feeling and everything. So if you want a different life, you need to become aware of what it is that you are admitting into the field. What are you attracting? And how can we start getting conscious behind what it is you want to create? And in came the company that I now lead with, which is a beautiful company that I absolutely love and adore, that's enhancing so many people's lives. And that's when I started to break record after record after record. Of course, again, saw magic. I was hungry. I was coachable. I was all in. But I was so aware of the energy and the fact that I wanted transformation for everyone else. Mm-hmm. Having transformational impact is a very key ingredient in being a positive role model and having that energy entrepreneurship where you're not chasing, you're not necessarily hustling, but you are attracting. It's coming to you as you show up whole and as balanced as possible. And you know, we're humans. There are going to be ups and there's going to be downs. But how can we always go back to center? Yeah. And I think that's really it. It's listening to the spirit from a business perspective and having integrity and honesty and transparency and all those beautiful things.
Integrity is so huge, you know, with the choices that we make and really with the choices that we make, it defines our character. And that is, you know, the character that we show the world, that's how we're seen. That's how others see us, by the choices we make, the character that we put out there. But this whole thing, this whole concept of energy, you know, the notes that you prepared, you were talking about how the concepts of electromagnetic frequency and what business models are thriving that are working in today's economy, which is what we're shining the light on in Organo. And that is definitely a model that's working and that are vibrating more consciously, because just like us, we're vibrating consciously with every thought, action and feeling. And somewhere, you know, in Organo, that whole thing, when it first got started, it's that concept was there from the beginning, and that was vibrating out. And then it just kept multiplying and multiplying and multiplying. And it's such a fantastic conscious company. So what you were saying is we want to talk about reducing the carbon footprint and have a more eco-friendly, sustainable global conscious programming, right? Businesses. This is what we're talking about, right?
And that's happening right across the board. I'm seeing an evolution from, you know, what we were doing in the 70s and the 80s, where, you know, there was big corporations, people worked for them. They had this, you know, concept of security. You know, you clocked in X amount of hours for X amount of years, you came out of there, and that was the box we were programmed to live in for whatever reason. And what I'm noticing now is those old paradigms are falling apart. People are getting more in touch with their spirit. And we're having a lot more people waking up going, is this really filling my soul? Am I fulfilling my purpose? You know, is it feeding me? Am I feeling like I'm thriving? And what I'm noticing, a big shift is happening into a lot of, again, because of the access to the internet and the access to information and the fact that we can now communicate, you know, from the power of our phone, we can outsource almost everything now.
Yeah.
Really, it's about having new business ventures or current business ventures or being part of a partnership in a business venture, having a side hustle that actually is contributing in the world in some way, shape, or form. And what I'm noticing is that the frequency in the world are supporting those types of models. And I'm seeing people that are coming through my world that are doing things with such integrity, with such heart. And abundance comes with being a servant leader. It comes with being joyful in what you do. And that's because when you're feeling content and happy and you're vibrating those higher emotions, well, then what happens is that you start to open up the gates of possibility. You start to attract the right types of partnerships, the right types of opportunities, because it's all based on a frequency. So, you know, I always talk about how we're like a radio station. You know, we're like all our cells, 100 trillion every day, every single cell actually has a frequency to it. So I like to use the analogy of a radio station because I know the science can get really complex, but to simplify it, you know, if I'm vibrating, again, 99.9, you know, scarcity, sad, you know, fearful, competitive, then I start to attract that type of same vibration, those same types of listeners that would listen to 99.9. Now, right. If I'm aware and I create and I pay attention to who I am and how I'm showing up in the world, you know, and it's something human beings have the capacity of doing is practicing something called metacognition, where we observe ourselves outside of ourselves. And this is so, so powerful in being able to step outside of you to say, hey, is this who I want to be? Am I being triggered? Am I showing up consciously? You know, what is it that I really want to create? And only then can you start breaking those kind of habits that you've already ingrained in yourself. Because they say after the age of 30, a lot of us are operating on subconscious programming. We're operating on habits, whether it's emotional or you know, just things that have been labeled or things we grew up with or what our parents have modeled for us, all lies very deeply subconsciously. How do we change that? We've got to, first of all, check in and say, am I aware that it's even there? And when you can do that, then at that point, you can take inventory, say, you know what, this is serving me, this is not. And radical honesty is all part of the journey.
Yeah,
because if you can't be radically honest with yourself to saying, I am not happy with this income bracket, or I am spending too much, or I am, you know, not being able to, you know, I don't know, file my taxes on time. I mean, all of that are energy vampires that take away from your venture and all parts of your life, you know, your relationship with your money, your relationship with your partners, your business partners, your relationship with your customers, from an energy perspective. And of course, that will also cross your personal life as well, because it's all interconnected. So really the journey of saying, I want something different for my life, also attracted, you know, the opportunity of creating a business that was supporting what it is that I wanted, was to help the world. I wanted to meet and be around amazing people who frequently are vibrating on a higher note, you know, attracting great leaders, becoming a great leader, inspiring other leadership, and of course, personal growth, because, you know, they say we're either growing or we're dying.
Yeah.
And can we be transformational in what it is that we're doing? You know, is your heart in your project of what it is that you're currently practicing? If you're a small business owner, like I said, do you feel it? And if not, how can you raise the game? How can you start vibrating differently?
You know, Diane, I feel like, you know, a lot of the entrepreneurs that are out there because they're struggling, you know, the ones that are struggling that are, you know, earning less than $100,000 a year. There's a statistic out there that says that, you know, business owners, entrepreneurs that are earning less than $100,000 a year are more likely to fail. And because really they just need to raise the bar or create a side hustle or, you know, do something else to add value into their pie, their income pie.
I love it.
Your income pie. And I think, you know, like one of the things that we've talked about before is we have to choose that we want to be wealthy. And we have to feel good about that. We have to feel good about it. It's like, you know, no, this is a part of my core value because, you know, having the wealth, you know, the financial wealth matches my integrity. And with that financial wealth, I'm able to live my life the way that I want to live it. And I'm able to give how I want to give, because when you have the money, you're financially free. And the old matrix kept us in slavery. So I think a couple of weeks ago, I just did a video on, you know, are you tired of the survival programming? Are you tired of, you know, going, living from paycheck to paycheck and, you know, fear of survival? And how do we shift and change that? Well, we're bringing the tools and everything for you, the beloved audience that is out there that, you know, is looking for this information. And so, I just honor and respect you so much for, you know, bringing this information forth, because this can help so many people, right?
You hit it dead on when you said, and I just loved it right now, you have to choose to be wealthy. You have to choose it. You have to see it. You have to want it, even if you have to make believe it, because that's actually how it all starts, right? You have to start playing with it.
Yeah.
You know, enjoy the process, but you have to choose it. And this guilt, I have to call it out. This guilt behind having money and being wealthy is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. When we get out of survival, only then can we become creators. When we can step out of, you know, all the little needs we got to meet in this time, space, reality. And only then can we step our game up, is when we don't have to worry about, you know, buying groceries, paying rent, paying the mortgage, whatever all the basics are. So, you know, I always say money is a representation of who you already are.
Yeah.
You know, if we gave $1 million to Mother Teresa, what do you think she'd do with it? And if we gave $1 million to Hitler, what do you think he'd do with it? Same thing with us. You know, if you are a person with heart and integrity and you want something really amazing for the world, you know, then choose wealth. Find it, attract it, ask for it, be it, learn to walk in the shoes of, take baby steps along the way, but we need you to step up your game and claim your wealth. And I love your intro, Cornelia. I remember the very first time I heard it on the show, my very first show appearance with you, I never heard the intro before. And I remember it saying, you know, you want to help women build businesses that radiate wealth and leave a legacy. How incredible is that? And we are in the perfect time and space to create that than we ever have in our known, you know, evolution in humankind that I know of anyways. Not that I'm a, you know, big follower or study or you know, anthropologist of any sorts, but I know right now is such an exciting time. So
both of us have chosen to be millionaire entrepreneurs. We've chosen it. And that's why it's materializing in our reality. It's like when I created the Millionaire Imprint for Women, I talked about that I'm not a millionaire yet. However, I am a millionaire in creation. That's my authentic process. And I'm sharing it out loud and I'm showing how it's done, because that's how I want to live. I grew up in a very poor household with, you know, the father completely absent, not paying child support, and the mother working three jobs. And as a little kid, I never got my emotional needs met. And I didn't, many times we didn't even have money to, you know, pay for the meals. And so my brother and I were eating sugar bread for breakfast. And, you know, these kinds of things. And this is all the conditioning that had to be overcome and had to be overcome, because I was not going to create that for myself again, just because of that was the story that I was born into. And now today I'm telling a new story, as you are, Diane. We're both telling new stories. And the new story is that we're going big. We're living large, not from a place of, you know, consuming, being a consumer and, you know, doing that whole thing, but from a place of really owning that inner wealth, that inner, you know, with all the alignments of the spiritual, the mental, the physical, and the emotional, all harmonized, and knowing what the core values are, so that you can be an empowered, sovereign creator that you are.
That's exactly why I love doing this show with you, Cornelia, because you and I parallel, and we've had this discussion in our private conversations for all the listeners there, you know, before our show. It's you and I are like, hey, we have big plans. And both of us are carving out the new version and stepping into the shoes of, and it's no coincidence that all these beautiful things and all these circumstances are naturally unfolding. And here's the best part. It's enjoying the process and turning back and taking, you know, a moment to breathe it in and enjoying the process. You know, they say, you know, wealth isn't a final destination. It's a journey as well. And journey in the becoming and the unfolding.
And so how do you want to live your 2020 decade? We're moving into a brand new decade. We're leaving this whole survival mode, this decade completely behind, and we're opening brand new. And that's why, you know, you get to choose how you want to move into 2020. And now is the best time to do it. Make the choice today. You know, we're getting ready to take Organo to Africa. I mean, Organo already is in Africa, but we're going to take it to Liberia and places where, you know, it's not there yet. But just recently, you know, you sent Emmanuel, who we're going to bring on. I've really been thinking about how to feature his story. So I'm working on having, you know, more spots available so that I can bring Emmanuel on so that we can show how it's actually happening, what's happening live. So I know that you just recently sent him a book, and I just sent him, you know, a gift basket of all the goodies. And when he gets back home from Japan, by the way, he's going to launch Organo in Liberia. You know, he's bringing it there. And so this is all work that you and I are doing behind the scenes, and how generously we are giving back to the communities, because isn't that what it's about? It's in community for community. You know, this is what we're doing, is to make sure that nobody gets left behind if they choose it. And the beautiful thing about Emmanuel is he chose it.
He did, 100% he did. And he's got such a beautiful spirit and heart. I look forward to meeting him one day. And that's how the journey begins. So just to kind of rewind for anybody on the call that may not even know what Organo is, it's a beautiful, very evolved network marketing company that said, hey, you know what? The business model is fabulous, but what if we took it up a few notches? What if we created an ecosystem where every single person along the supply chain was actually benefiting? What if we had a chance to distribute wealth evenly amongst the distributors and the suppliers and the manufacturers, so that it became this community of helping each other win? And, you know, in most platforms, when I speak of Organo, it started off with one of their flagship products, which was one of my biggest passions, which was coffee. And this coffee was infused with a superfood called Ganoderma lucidum. It's a medicinal mushroom extract, been around for thousands of years, no known toxicity, no known interactions with medications. Every sip of cup of coffee or tea people were actually consuming, people were physically getting better. Their performance was enhancing, was bettering their health and supporting their overall bodily function. But what was nice was that because we were in so many countries around the world, we were able to offer a better product for a third of the cost to help enhance not only the health of people, but also their financial abundance. And so on most platforms, I tell people, look, it's better coffee. On this platform, I want to tell everyone that it's conscious coffee, because every sip of this coffee that you're taking, you're actually creating more consciousness in the world. The reason being is because the company said, hey, you know what? We're going to start really looking at all the different steps that we take to provide a better coffee to our customers and our clients and our distributors. And, you know, all their recycling programs, one of them is called Bags for Life. It sends all the used sachets of the superfood infused product back to, you know, marginalized women in Thailand, where they sit down and they create these beautiful bags. Like, they're just stunning. And I got to get my hand on one. It's like they get sold off in an auction, and the money go, and all the proceeds go back to the women so that they can start bettering their living conditions out in Asia. So little initiatives like that is really powerful now, because these are companies saying, hey, this model works, but how can we create a evolved version of the same model, where we're starting to now reduce the, you know, imprint in terms of our ecosystem, definitely want to, you know, be more green. And how do we now start supporting other people that are supporting the company? For example, our farmers, right? So they actually partnered with IBM, created something called Food Trust, where now for every box of coffee you get, you can enter that scan code into your phone, and on your phone, you will get you know, the farmer that raised your bean. You'll get all the information on the product itself, where it was sourced, all the organic farming that took place. And then you'll find out, you know, Juan Valdez from Costa Rica was the farmer, third generation farmer that grew your beautiful, you know, coffee plantation. He's got three kids. He's got a beautiful wife. Well, you know what? You now are able to tip, you know, Juan 50 cents, a dollar for that coffee if you wanted to share that. So what's very nice is that, you know, the farmer next door may want to be part of Organo as well. So we're encouraging, you know, quality and organic and proper wealth distribution. So all those little ways of helping everyone along the way, again, because of technology, we're able to do this now. We can be more expansive than we ever have. And so our creativity and our CEO that now is sitting there saying, how can I disrupt to innovate? How can I also call other corporations to step up their game? Because if we can do better and people are more conscious and they want a better choice, well, then everyone else is going to start saying, hey, you know what? I think we also got to look now, because trust is everything. You know, in this day and age, you got to be able to trust what it is that you're consuming. And when you don't have trust, the press that goes out there is not really good business-wise at all. People want to feel like they have full disclosure to everything. So the company's been very, very cool that way, and they've created more verticals. So, you know, people that are involved in the company have access to you know, very cost-effective travel. That's been a lot of fun. So a lot of my travel has also been, you know, pretty cool in being able to use that, and then their natural skincare. So again, there's something for everyone, but I like to call it conscious coffee, because for every sip, exactly, every sip I take, you know, I'm saving money. I'm helping marginalized women. I'm helping organic farmers. I'm helping other distributors who are paying for their kids' hockey, paying for, you know, whatever it is they're paying for, and all these big giant corporations, but I'm helping families all along the supply chain, and I'm getting healthier. So how cool is that?
And wealthier. We're, you know, because anybody can do that. And so when you introduced me to Organo, it's, you know, I'm a coffee snob. And so at first I was very resistant to it, but I said, okay, I'll give it a shot. I'll try it out. You asked me to try the coffee for at least, you know, 5 to 7 days, you know, consistently, you know, take the, you know, drink and just have the experience. And so I did. And I noticed that after about 3 or 4 days, that my stomach started feeling better, because it, what normally would happen when I would drink my, I have my standard 2 cups of coffee in the morning, big mugs, and have those. And then by about, you know, a couple hours later, I would get this grumbling in my stomach where all the acid from the coffee would just, I would have this stomach upset. And then I would feel, in order to calm that down, I would feel I need to eat something to put in there to calm that system down. And that was, so when I did, when I drank the Organo coffee, the first thing I noticed that that's not happening anymore. So nice. That was cool. And would you believe, you know, with me traveling right now, even, you know, I'm in Hawaii now for, you know, 16 days. And of course I brought my, and guess what, you know, here in the room, we have standard coffee, and I'm sure the Hawaiian coffee is great, but no, I am loving how my stomach is feeling and how I feel drinking this coffee. Here's what happened. When I was at the airport yesterday morning, my God, I had to get up at 1:30 in the morning. So now I'm at the airport. I could have, you know, pulled a sachet out, but I went over to the, you know, place and I ordered an Americano, right? Ordered an Americano, had my Americano, and guess what? Guess what happened? A couple hours later, boom, 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 that whole stomach experience. And amazing with the acid that was going on. And I like to intermittent fast. So a lot of times you'll catch me just drinking this coffee, intermittent fasting until about noon. And with my regular normal coffee, it was always conflicting because of what it did to my stomach. Now it doesn't anymore. And it was like, so yesterday was another, you know, I had Americano at the airport. Shouldn't have done that. Should have had my sachet. Why? Because now my stomach was grumbling and making me feel bad for about an hour because I, you know, that's what it was. So it was very, very another sign of why I love it. But I also wanted to show, you know, I brought the green tea with me.
Nice.
you know, both these things that we're talking about, walking our talk, living our dream, being real. And I brought this for as a gift for people and then also some for myself, but I packed it up. And then when I want my special treat, I've got my mochas. These are my favorites, by the way, Diane. I love the lattes. I love the Supremes. But if I have my favorites, it's the mochas. And, you know, I know a lot of people like the King coffee, but I like this one. This is the one. So I'm hooked, girl. I'm hooked.
And that's exactly it. So the nerd in me, the orthomolecular nutritionist in me, when I found out about the product and I knew what it was doing to bodies, I couldn't sleep. I'm like, this is insane. The largest traded commodity right now is oil. Coffee's actually looks like it's you know, challenged to be number one with oil because oil's getting phased out. You know, we got wind technology, we got Tesla cars, like things are happening. Coffee's not going anywhere. But here's the thing, as a nutritionist, I got people off coffee all the time. So people like yourself, Cornelia, didn't like me very much and you weren't compliant.
No, I didn't like you.
No one likes to get off their coffee. Number one legal habit in the world, largest consumed beverage, 24 hours, a billion cups sold around the world. The company said, hey, what if we took a habit people know, love, and do, and they would just make it better? How? Putting a superfood in there, a superfood that nourishes your body, by the way, is very alkaline. That's why you're getting that acid change, is because this coffee is a pH of 7, approximately. Regular coffee is a pH about a 5, so your gut's going to feel it. And yeah. I told people for years, and I still continue saying it, bodies don't lie. They're very honest. So I love people saying, hey, just do a box challenge. Replace what you currently drink. Find out what you love, whether it's latte, mocha, black, teas, hot chocolate.
Yes.
Just give it a shot. And
yeah.
I'm telling you, you're
going to
love
it. I just want to show you these are the little packets. So it is instant coffee. So, you know, be open. And if you want it stronger, you could put a little less water. If you want it not as strong, you could put a little more water. So, you know, it's up to you, but you have to try it out. The amazing thing is that this, I know that this is a huge game changer for me, and I want to be able to, we want to give people a call to action today, Diane.
Sure.
You know, what is your preference for that call to action?
Love people being congruent with the product. For me, that's number one, because if you're not congruent, you're not loving what you do, you can't really move on from a business perspective. We're always open to taking on business partners, and that always happens organically. But you can't move or sell or promote anything that you're not in alignment with. So I'm a big fan of, hey, you know, do a 30-day box trial. It's $1 a sachet for the black. It's nothing. And you know what? Give the gift of coffee. I had a financial advisor last year for Christmas bought a case of black, a case of latte, and he gifted a box to every single great client of his. Almost 80% of that boxes that went out for Christmas, by the end of January, he's messaging me saying, OMG, I need more coffee. People are coming to sign their documents, but they're begging me for more because you can't find the product anywhere else. So the call to action I say is, hey, if you've already tried the product, you want to know more about how you can be a part of the global business venture, you know, I'm happy to mentor people, anyone on this call that come through yourself, Cornelia, we're big players here.
Yeah. So you get to be around us. You get to be, you know, supported by us. I mean, imagine being supported by Diane and myself and being around, and even Bob Rukowski, who we've had on, I think it was at the last show. I can't remember, but that was also an amazing show. The team that we have of people is just absolutely phenomenal. And there is no reason why your health can't be better. There's no reason why, you know, you can't, you know, create financial income in your life. It's that you have to choose it, and it's that you have to want it. So how bad do you want it, and what is that you want? And this company, this product is the organic way, and it's also vibrating at a very high frequency, supporting the eco-friendly, you know, future of where we're going.
Exactly, 100%. So try a cup of coffee, conscious coffee, also known as Organo. You can go to newbodynewlife.myorganogold.com and order any box you want. If you fall in love with it, there's many options. You can get 40% off as a wholesale buyer. If you want to be part of the team, happy to have you on board. Just private message myself or Cornelia, or at the bottom of this, you know, YouTube channel. If you're coming in from a recording later on, I've already had some people reach out to me from recordings in the past. that are giving the coffee a go and are coming back going, wow, can we talk? And you know what? Nothing is for free. You always have to take an initial step. And in most ventures, you need capital. That's why I loved this. There's no capital at all. It's your heart, your congruency, and your willingness to expand and learn.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, and it's, there's so many things to love about this. It's really amazing. Really. I mean, there's all kinds of things going through my head right now, but I wanted to say something about, it slipped.
That's okay. So while you're thinking about it, I'm just going to make one little comment. So the coffee is prepared like an instant, but it's actually not instant coffee, even though it's made like one. So that's one thing I love to clarify, because I have so many coffee snobs that are like, oh, it's instant. I tell them, you know what? It's actually pre-brewed Brazilian Arabic organic beans. The King is especially. That one is a smooth. The Black is the bold. That's the one you're drinking. You find the one you love, but ultimately it's prepared like an instant. So they dehydrate the coffee. When you put the hot water, you get the crema, you get the coffee scent, you get all of that. Instant's a little different. It goes through a process. It's usually the bottom of the barrel of coffee, just like port wines are made from the bottom of the end of regular wine. So this is actually pre-brewed. So you're going to get that delicious cream and everything on top of it, which is pretty nice.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying that. And I got it back because I'm giving coffee and tea for Christmas and hot chocolate this year also for presents. So do you remember by any chance what box your guy, the story you told about the guy, which coffee did he use, the King brand, or do you know?
Which guy are we talking about?
The story you just gave with the guy that gave.
Yes. He actually bought a case of the Black, the one you have.
Okay.
Funny enough, that seems to be the biggest seller. Dr. Bob Rutkowski, even though the King has the spores and it's a little more elite, that's why it's almost double the cost, which is still very, 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 very price comparable compared to what you're paying in Starbucks and McDonald's and stuff. But it was that coffee. It was a case of the Black and a case of the latte. And the latte is kind of like a double-double.
Yeah.
So that's what he gifted out.
Okay, cool. That's good to know, because that's exactly the intuitive direction I was going. So thank you for that. So yeah.
Oh, pleasure.
Wow. This is so fantastic. Diane, this has been just such an amazing show. We only have about 15 minutes left. I've skipped all our breaks today. I'm like, skip this, because it's like, this is just so good. I just wanted to keep going in our flow. And you always bring so much incredible value. I really, really appreciate you. And I appreciate you, audience, for listening and tuning in. Please, you know, contact us. Let us know, you know, how we can support you. Make comments under the YouTube videos when you're seeing this later, and let us know. And, you know, like Diane said, contact her on private messenger or me on private messenger, and send me an email at radio@corneliastephanie.com, and let us support you so that you can, you know, be an energy entrepreneur thriving in your abundance, right?
Absolutely thriving your abundance. And we don't do this alone. You don't just wake up knowing what to do. I think it's important to surround yourself around really good mentorship, really good, you know, resources and different people that can help elevate your game. And, you know, there's one saying that they say in our industry is that, you know, you can see where a person's going to be, you know, 5, 10, 20 years from now, depending who they hang around. Yeah. And you always want to be the one where you're around people that are elevating you. If you're the one elevating everyone else, time to start finding another culture, another group, another tribe that can help bring you up to your game. And sometimes it doesn't have to actually be real life people. I'm a big fan of driving around listening to audiobooks and how can I expand? How can I get better? You know, and a lot of people are always asking me for resources, because this whole concept of energy, some people are really familiar with it and some people have no clue what it is that I'm talking about. So like anything, you have to get clear on, okay, what's the bridge that you need to close the gap in? What is it that you need to know more of? Are you looking to understand more of the energy piece itself, the quantum physics model part of it? I highly recommend Dr. Joe Dispenza's work. He radically changed my world. He's heavy science, but he's also really real. And he knows how to dance it around for the everyday person to make it so applicable in all parts of your life. And you can bring this into your personal life. You can bring it into your business. You bring it into the area that it needs to be a piece of. So that one is really good. There's also a nice resource. It's an oldie but goodie. It's called The Energy of Money. And I love that book.
What was her name? What do you remember her name? Because I did it.
Oh, I don't remember. It was the pyramid.
Maria, or yeah, but definitely did it. It had
oldie
many,
but goodie. And I think it was ahead of its time. I really think it was a book that was ahead of its time, but I actually think it's very applicable now because I think people are very hungry to know energy is a resource. You know, time is a new currency. We don't get our time back necessarily on this 3D world. So you want to make sure that you're spending your time in the most effective ways that make you happy. You want to have time freedom, or maybe you want location freedom, or maybe you want financial freedom, or for me, it was all the above. But here's my fourth favorite one, especially coming from a space where I wasn't honoring me, was emotional freedom. I wanted to be emotionally free of my own emotions that held me back before, whether it was being needy, whether it was wanting love, whether it was wanting acceptance. What is it that I had to break through to find abundance in releasing that need to have somebody else tell me what I was worth? You know, that little girl grew up and she got to heal. And now I look back going, I love me. And loving me made me vibrate happier, faster, stronger. I'm loving my, finding love with all my female friends, finding joy in simplicity. And that helped elevate the game all across. So no wonder abundance floodgates started opening.
Yeah.
So the energy of money is a really great resource. And of course, you know, if you need more structure from a business perspective, you know, Simon Sinek starting with why, and, you know, Marie Folio B School is a great way for anybody who's new as an entrepreneur that wants more of that business structure. Like, what do I do? Where do I go? What do I focus on? Those are other great resources people can go to. Blue Ocean Strategy as well. So these are just some ideas for anybody in the call is like, hey, I want to dive deeper. You know, do you need more structure for a business model you're developing right now? Do you need more, you know, understanding on awareness, how your thoughts are creating your reality, how your personality is creating your reality as well? I mean, all of that is completely relevant. So hopefully people got some value today. And I love sharing with you always, always, Cornelia. And of course, you know, conscious coffee, you've got to give it a go, because if you're becoming more conscious yourself, you don't want to put acid and stuff that's making you jittery. I'm telling you, this stuff is a completely different animal. So have fun, and great time for Christmas gifts too. You know, if you're thinking of that right gift instead of more stuff in terms of consumerism, gift of health, gift of conscious coffee, you know, you're going to affect many people along the chain when you do that.
Yeah. One of the things, Diane, that I'm planning on doing next year, I live in a community. I live in a community, I think, that has about, you know, 2,000 people within this gated community at home, right? And so, of course, we have a clubhouse, and there's, you know, just, there's just, it's a huge community. So one of the things, and we have a newsletter and all these things, and one of the things I'm going to do is that I want, and in the town that I live in, we don't have like a Starbucks, we don't have like any brand names. It's like, wow, we have a small latte shop and all these things, right? So I want to be the shop for people to get their coffee. So what I'm going to do is, in the newsletter, I'm going to send out, you know, for all of you, let me come by my house on Saturday morning and let me make you a cup of coffee. And then it's just every Saturday, or, you know, whenever I decide that, you know, from 9 to 10 or whatever, and then build community, have people come over, and I make them a cup of coffee, put a little protein, I mean, a little collagen powder in there, and really absolutely support them in that way. So this is really exciting. It's another tool to connect, because so many people love coffee. And, you know, I recently did this for my girlfriend. She came over, it was her birthday, and I told her, I said, have you had your coffee yet? And she said, no. And I said, yeah. Well, I go, tell me what you would like. And then, of course, I made her a specialty. I made her, you know, one of my specialties, and she absolutely loved it.
Everyone does. Biggest consumed beverage. Here's where it gets even cooler. 3 weeks after I started sharing coffee as well, Cornelia, when I first started this, I had women in Philippines I never met growing the business, drinking the coffee, getting passionate behind it, because we are now having so many people traveling the world. You would be surprised at how a simple cup of coffee will start to help other women in other parts of the world, other families striving in other parts of, which is why we'll be talking about Liberia sometime soon as well, and how we're impacting people out there, because an extra $200-$300 in those communities makes a world of a difference. You change a woman's life, you change generations to come. And that's why I love this show, calling it the Conscious Coffee, because it really is. So how fun is that, right? You share a cup of coffee, which shares with someone else, which actually changed the life of someone in a third world country who is praying for an answer. And that's how this works. The energy entrepreneur.
So everybody that's watching this video and listening to this call, on December the 27th, we have Dr. Christine Northrup. She's going to be on it's going to be at 12 noon Pacific time. So if you want to join us live in the studio audience, you can get your tickets here at www.CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. And this is for all those empaths out there that that are, you know, looking to make sure that they're strong and make sure that there's no energy vampires that is sucking their energy dry, right? It was interesting. This week I was putting the notes together for the promotion of that show. And, you know, this is going to be so, so fantastic. Christine Northrup, she's, you know, a world-renowned healer and expert in women's wealth and women's nutrition and healing. So this is going to be an amazing show. And guess what? She also has a network marketing business in her business. So I'm looking forward to, find out what that is. And just because, again, even women like Christine Northrup, you know, they have another income stream, another piece of the pie, another organic business that they absolutely love. So,
and that's what's happening now, Cornelia. I'm so excited. Christine Northrup, I love her. She was one of my first exposures. Her book called Women's Body, Women's Wisdom. I laughed it up in my.
Are you family. Coming to the show? Are you going to be there that day?
I made a note of it. Absolutely, that's a Friday.
Would you Christmas. Bring Vanita too, and all your girlfriends, all those lovely friends? Because there's a lot of people that know Christine, but then there's a lot of people too that don't. So
You're right. She's so wonderful and eye-opening, and she's a gynecologist, an actual MD, who stepped outside the box and started talking about energy and emotions and how they're affecting certain cell processes in our bodies. And she was tying certain emotions with certain conditions, very ahead of her time as well. So this is super duper exciting. Congratulations, Cornelia. I will definitely love to be part of that show and tell her how much we appreciate her.
Let's tell everybody too here, if you want to come back the next time when Diane and I are hosting this show, which is always going to be on the first Friday of every month, join us in the audience. Come in here and talk to us about, you know, we can talk to you about organo entrepreneurship. Come in, ask your questions, ask Diane questions. Feel free to join us. And you can always get the tickets at www.CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Put it on your calendar, Diane Solano, the first Friday of every month. You can see she's a powerhouse influencer with such vast information, changing the world and making the world a better place and helping all of us. So it's like, we'd love to have you.
It'd be a big party here at the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm so excited for 2020 and where you're going as well, Cornelia, opening up the doors for new women like myself, influencers looking for platforms. I don't have the time to put technology together, but I do have the time to show up and share. And that's what you're doing, is you're providing that platform for all of us on this world. And, you know, anybody on the call here, I mean, don't be afraid to reach out to Cornelia. She's amazing. Absolutely amazing. If you have something to share, I encourage you that you do that, because we were met up by coincidence. But again, it was just someone else that said, hey, I think you guys should chat.
It was destiny, babe. It was destiny. Yeah. So we can do this now, right? So new body, new life, myorgano.gold, right?
New body, new life, myorgano.gold.com. So maybe we'll put that up.
What do you know?
That's okay. Yeah, newbodynewlife.myorganogold.com. Do the 30-day coffee challenge. Get a box, replace what you currently drink. Let your body tell you how it tastes and how it makes you feel. If you need more information on the actual product, I do go into the science and health. You can go to my website, DianeSolano.com. A lot of YouTube recordings there that you can listen on to.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening. Love you, Diane. Have a wonderful day.
Too.
See you next time.
Happy holidays. See you in the new year.
See you.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss, Women Inspiring Women. featuring leading edge entrepreneurs who are putting the focus on empathic leadership in today's modern day world. Text the word Cornelia to the number 22828 and receive her weekly newsletters. For more information on Cornelia Stephanie and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to corneliastephanie.com.